Stan, tell me a little bit about yourself. I understand that among the many things that you did, you were also the chair of the Alberta Agricultural Research Institute.
That is correct. I've had a strange symmetry in my career between Canada and Sub-Saharan Africa. So I've been a graduate student, a research scientist, and a research leader in both of those locations.
What were you doing in Africa?
Most recently, I served as the Deputy Director General of Research for the International Institute of Tropical Agriculture. The Institute is one of the CG centers that people like Norman Borlaug and others worked at in Mexico. There's a similar institute based in Africa for agricultural ecosystem work across the continent.
When you look what's happening in agriculture today in Alberta, what do you think our potential is?
Well, it's remarkable. When we think of an industry that has a $10 billion farm gate value, clearly it's important for people living in rural areas. And I think that there's real potential. We have somewhere in the range, I think, of $10 or $12 billion of processing going on in the province. We're the number two industry in Alberta. And I see the kind of investments that people are making, the remarkable amount of knowledge that our producers have. There are tremendous opportunities for future development in Alberta when it comes to agriculture.
You're the new CEO of the new organization, the Alberta Innovates BioSolutions. Who is it that you're bringing together into BioSolutions?
So as of January 1st, there was legislation put in place for the new corporation. It's a research corporation, Alberta Innovates BioSolutions. We have a number of predecessor organizations, including the Alberta Agricultural Research Institute, the Alberta Forestry Research Institute, the Alberta Life Sciences Research Institute, and we have also brought within the umbrella of BioSolutions the Alberta Prion Research Institute.
So how are you going to get all of these guys together and get them to do good things?
Well, I think the one reason why the various organizations have come into BioSolutions is that there is a nice fit. Clearly, when we think about agriculture and forestry, as we start to talk about the new bioeconomy, the potential for biomass, the challenges of those two sectors, even though we've thought of them separately in the past, there are a number of similarities to the challenges that they face, as well as to some of the opportunities that they might be able to pursue. So we're thinking very much about how we can coordinate the efforts of those predecessor groups in a way that will allow us to make the interesting and valuable investments in the research that's going to create new opportunities for those sectors.
I understand that you have four strategic themes. What are those?
That's right. We have certainly in the past, and we expect that there will be continued momentum to think about sustainable production, first of all. We've made investments in everything from looking at direct seeding to the way that we might be able to bring new crops into our system, such as pulse crops, legumes, chickpeas, lentils, those kind of things. The second pillar is around food and health, and we've made a number of investments. It won't be surprising thinking about things like how do we reduce sodium content in the meat products that we produce here in the province of Alberta. There's another piece around biorefining. There's a lot of talk now about the bioeconomy. How do we take biomass and tear those molecules apart into chemicals or materials or other kinds of things? And then the last, but certainly not the least, is thinking about fiber conversion. What can we do with whether it's ag fiber or forest fiber to make it into products beyond the usual 2x4s and OSB board that we've been doing in the past.
Well, what is it in Alberta that we have that can make us a player when you're heading up into these new levels of innovation?
Well, we've had several discussions with private sector groups that are not currently inside of Alberta, and they recognize that there is a remarkable amount of biomass in this province. We have 35 million hectares of forest. We have over 20 million hectares of annual crops and forage crops in Alberta. And they're looking for biomass sources. But not only that, they're thinking, what are those conversion technologies that can take that biomass and turn it into those new products? And we're making those kind of investments as well. Perhaps one example is the new bioconversion network that's run out of the University of Alberta. That's made up of a number of companies from both within and outside of Alberta, giving some consideration to what can we do with ag fibers, with forest fibers, to create fine chemicals, to create a whole array of products that don't really exist right now.
What do you see as being the challenges?
Well, when I think specifically of agriculture and forestry, there are a number of short-term issues that we need to deal with. We see that the demographics of our agricultural community is changing, where the farmers are on average getting older. Both our agriculture and forestry sectors are struggling from an economic standpoint. The demand for some of the commodities that we currently produce are not there to the point where people are being paid a sufficient price so that they feel that they want to even produce some of these areas. We see this in certain crops. Barley and wheat prices are at a stage where people are wondering why they even keep them in their rotations. If we think about the forest industry, we know the struggle with the strength of the Canadian dollar, the slowdown in the U.S. economy. So we definitely face areas where the industries, sectors like agriculture and forestry, are looking at new ways of creating value because the current situation is not good for them.
But at the same time, we're still looking at industries that have their roots and still, for public perception, are still back in the 19th century. Mm. So you have farmers and you have loggers.
Yes. And that may be a bit of a misconception. If I think about the forest industry, the plants that have been built in Alberta over the last 10 or 15 or 20 years have some of the newest technology available when we look across North America. They are supplying high-quality material. And certainly when it comes to agriculture, the genetics that farmers are using, the environmentally sensitive ways that they are handling their land when it comes to conservation tillage, these producers, whether they're in the forest or on agricultural lands, are doing remarkable things, and they have an amazing knowledge base to be able to deliver on the kinds of products that people are looking for.
One of the sort of core elements of the Alberta Innovates with BioSolutions and the other solution corporations is commercialization. What do you see as being, I guess, coming out of the gate soon in terms of commercialization on the BioSolutions front?
Well, I think we'll certainly see that there will be some new genetics coming out when it comes to canola. We know that there are all kinds of pressures coming from some of the competitor crops. We need to reduce the saturated fat levels. We need to even further improve the nutritional status of oil seeds, and some of that work is going on. I've talked about some of the grain legumes, chickpeas and lentils continue to gain acreage in Alberta because they're good for rotations and they have some real financial opportunities for growers. And on the forestry side, we see already that some of the technologies are going into plants around different methods of handling the blue-stained wood from mountain pine beetle and others. So these are things that are coming onto the ground quickly that both forest and farm people will be able to use.
With this amalgamation, how many people now are actually under you as staff?
We have approximately 20 people. We see ourselves as a relatively small organization. We obviously work with a wide array of partners within the government of Alberta, within the private sector, within the research performers of the various universities and colleges. What we did was recruit people that had tremendous understanding of specific areas within forestry, within agriculture. And then they brought with them their networks, their understanding of where things are going. We're very much in the future business. The investments that we make will probably pay off in 5 or 10 or 15 years in many cases. That means that we need to start heading down some of those trails before others have really even considered how they're going to actually play a role in the province.
You're one of the many organizations under the Alberta Innovates umbrella. How are you going to work together?
Well, I think the one reason that Alberta Innovates will be successful is the opportunity for us to combine our efforts. Some of the most interesting areas are at the interface of some of our research corporations. So I think about the link between agriculture, food, nutrition, health. Clearly, we'll work with our colleagues in Health Solutions. If I think about some of the challenges when it comes to water use in agriculture, how will we then work with energy and environment, another one of the research and innovation corporations. So we see very much an opportunity to link to those partner groups within Alberta Innovates as opposed to going off and operating on our own.
Thank you very much, Stan.
No, it's my pleasure. Thanks very much, Sharon.